You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has announced changes to Australia's working holiday visa program that are designed to help bushfire-affected communities to rebuild faster. Under the current system, people on these visas who are aged 18 to 30 can stay in Australia for 12 months, but they can only work for any one employer for a maximum of 6 months, and any voluntary work they do is not captured by the visa rules. To get a second year in Australia, backpackers have to complete 88 days of work in regional Australia. And if they want a third year, they have to work for an additional 6 months. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says under the new regime, the six-month rule will no longer apply in fire-affected areas.
Typically, we only ask people to work for one employer for 6 months so that they can move around and in terms of other locations. Now they'll be able to work for 12 months in the one location. That means, for example, if you're a farmer out here, you've had a backpacker working with you for the last 5.5 months and you're worried you're just about to lose that person will be able to stay on for a further 6 months during the recovery effort.
The other major change will allow backpackers to do voluntary work and have that count towards possible visa extensions.
Now, typically, we ask people to do 3 months of paid work in a regional area if they want to get a second year's visa, working holiday maker visa. We're now changing that to saying that you can do voluntary work for 3 months and you'll still be eligible for that second year's visa. The work has to be in the bushfire affected areas. It has to be with a registered organisation such as BlazeAid.
BlazeAid is a volunteer-based organisation that started in Victoria after the Black Saturday bushfires in 2009. It works in regional areas to help people recover following natural disasters like fires and floods. BlazeAid volunteers do things like help rebuild fences and other structures. BlazeAid founder Kevin Butler lobbied the federal government to introduce the changes to the working holiday visas.
There's been quite a massive interest internationally with the bushfires. A lot of young people have wanted to come out and help. They can come out now. It's all going to be accredited to their 88 days. We've got BlazeAid bases from Kangaroo Island to the Queensland border, approaching 40 to 45. The communities are going to be so much better off. We're going to get the work done far quicker. And BlazeAid is just really, really appreciative of the work of the federal government in getting this across the line.
The Labor Party's Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, says it requested such changes to be made to the scheme weeks ago.
This is a welcome step that they've picked up and run with a suggestion that Labor has made. We don't want to see businesses and their workers left in the lurch in what is already a very difficult time. So this change is appropriate.
But the trade union movement has its reservations. The ACTU has previously expressed concern about backpackers being exploited by unscrupulous employers. In a statement, it says it fully supports the bushfire recovery effort, but believes there are many local workers who would be glad for the opportunity to do normally paid work rather than seeing the government use volunteer labour. It says this is particularly the case in regions where youth unemployment is high. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.